punk and the schooner, no one is punk.
Number 24 of Noise Punk and Dust Cooner. I am Dust Cooner G, and who in God's name are you?
I am Noise Punk Gil. Welcome to show number 24. Tonight we truly have a very special guest on this show.
It's debatable. He's kind of a goofball, but
and he came all the way from Canada, where the dollar now is stronger than our dollar. So he's rubbing it. So he's really happy, and he just bought a lap dance for me. his name is he's a pianist extraordinaire, composer extraordinaire. Gives a good lap dance. His name is Matt Hershkowitz.
Welcome.
Say hello, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
All right. There you go. It's official again.
Okay. Thank you for listening to the show 24.
Thank you very much.
Please join in next time.
Okay.
We're joking, Matt. The show goes up. Matt's looking like...
In case you're wondering, there's beer in the room, in case you're wondering what's going on.
I'm so flattered by the intro.
He's still jet-lagged nice from Canada.
I've gotten.
Jet-lagged from Canada.
Well, you know, Amtrak will do that to you.
Amtrak. Okay, Matt's Charles Coleman, one of our hosts, is going to ask you a very serious question. Please let me give you some serious music.
What the hell you think you're doing writing when you could be doing something else?
Who said I was writing?
Of course you're writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What made you want to do it, I guess, is the basic question.
Charles, you kind of fucked up your question.
No.
Well, maybe. Can you do it again? I'll give you a better intro. One second.
Okay. Was that one of those soap opera intros? What made you become a composer in the first place?
I'm not really sure. I guess I just needed something to do with my time. And it felt good. Mm-hmm. So I did it.
What are you doing, Gene? Folks, it's not what you think. But that was the intention of that dumb joke there.
I'm busy here.
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves. Okay,
yeah.
Well, why does anybody become a composer?
The philosophical
approach. I'm asking you because maybe you guys can help me understand why I chose to do that.
Yeah. Well, in my case, I found myself correcting everything that I've heard, thinking that should be a D flat instead of a D natural. Mm. Next thing you know,
that's
I want
OCD shit right there.
Yes. Okay. I also started because I was incredibly anal.
All right.
And OCD, so I had those two things going for me.
All right.
Wow. Yes. The only thing missing was to be in a fancy ass snobby conservatory. So I corrected that when I went to Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia.
Right.
So then I could really become a composer.
You went to Juilliard as well, didn't you?
Yes, I did. All that right. is a slightly less snobby conservatory.
You sure about that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you critical?
But I'm not really a composer like you are. You're a composer.
Oh, please. Come on. Thank you.
No, I'm a performer.
Well, that's the nicest thing anybody ever lied to you about.
Oh!
Oh! Well, I don't know. I think there might be some women who beat me on this, but...
Why don't we hear something?
And women do beat him.
Why don't we take a listen?
You lucky bastard.
Your mother is a rotten ass. So right there. Anyway.
Okay, let's see if Matt Hershkowitz is a composer. Well, I'll tell you, the thing is, I always refer to Matt as the greatest pianist alive.
Me too.
I mean, wow.
It's true.
And then when I die, I'll be the greatest pianist dead.
When you,
yes. You and Oscar Peterson.
Exactly. No, but it's true because when people ask me about pianists, I always mention he's not as famous as some of these other cats, but he certainly...
I'm not famous at all.
He's not as famous at all, in fact.
Yeah.
In fact, most of his family members forgot about him. Oh,
the
door is
in fact,
closed.
The only people that know me are mostly in this room.
Good sound effect.
Well, it's amazing, man. I don't even see you pressing the buttons.
But you just think the sound effects are in this room. But Matt also, let me continue my sentence. Matt also has written some really cool pieces that I have enjoyed, and I even played on some. He made me learn some unplayable guitar lines, which I kind of did almost. I think when we did that Sweden tour together.
Yes.
You wrote some guitar lines. They were really hard. It was great. So I think, but I think we should set up. We're going to definitely hear his piano playing. He's got a new album out of his Gershwin transcriptions, right? Is that out yet?
That's right. Well, they're my arrangements.
Arrangements, yeah.
Well, they're transcriptions and arrangements because...
But is that out yet or is that... We'll talk about that.
It's totally out.
Yeah, we'll talk about him as a pianist.
It's really out.
I saw him do this live in concert where he... played the Gershwin Concerto.
That's right.
Both all parts. It was like 15 parts, hands on one, but it was only him. It was really crazy. But I think we should start off with some music of his own as a composer. So what do you recommend we hear? Oh, Matt.
Right? Okay, you want the serious composer hat?
I don't know about. I don't want anything unserious ever. So
okay.
There's no such words in this room.
Because some of my other compositions. Such
Did
as the pop
them?
Songs.
Did you write them?
I wrote them.
They're compositions. We're done talking about that.
They would send you out of the room screaming.
Well, I think that's what we want to hear then.
Well, whether we like him or not is the next problem.
Right.
Let's go one problem at a time. Okay.
No problem. Yes, yes. Well, so, how did you play your piano concerto thing? Do you have them? What is that called?
Concerto en fou?
Yeah.
All right. You want to start with that? Okay.
I mean, that's like a hot piece, and it's like short.
Well, that's one you like, so let's start with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so...
We'll work our way up to music you hate.
I don't know why he thinks I hate music of his when...
You're going to hate this.
Well,
in fact, I'm afraid it's going to send you into a coma. You know, if you have the number to an ambulance,
okay, this is from Herskowitz Roosevelt Plagiat. This is a band that he had that was called Herskowitz Roosevelt Plagiat that I used to call them Herpes.
Yeah.
But they are now called Matt Fusion.
Matt Fusion.
I wrote them a big concerto,
we prefer this
actually,
title.
We'll talk about it
this
later.
This name, I mean. Yeah.
But this is from their album.
Mad Fusion.
Actually, here, Charles is going to announce it like a professional guy that he is.
What's Concerto en Fou? What is it? What is that actually?
Concerto en fou. Okay, well, the en fou is a kind of a play on words. You know, like the Gershwin Concerto en fa. That would be concerto en fa in French. Oh, yeah. And fou is kind of a all-purpose word in French that could mean a lot of different things, including, you know, like a concerto and fuck yourself or whatever. Or crazy-ass concerto, you know? So, yes, please, the sirens. So it really, like, en fou is like, it's crazy, you know? And this piece is, I would say, qualifies as crazy.
We're about to find out.
Here we go. Play on
words. We've been talking for 8 minutes here.
Anyway. Concerto en fou by our guest, Mash Herskowitz, featuring as well David Rosenblatt and Matt on drums and Matt Fields on acoustic or electric.
He's on acoustic on this one.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Concerto en Faux by our guest Matt Hershkowitz. En fou, I beg your pardon.
That up again.
That's yeah, yeah.
You fool.
You fool it and fool.
We also heard Matt. We also heard Matt Fields on acoustic guitar, as well as David Rosenblatt on drums.
Acoustic
bass.
Bass. Excuse me.
The big thing shaped like this.
Yeah.
Charles, you're in a minute straight to Auschwitz.
Where do you get this sound?
I don't know. I got a keyboard.
Are we having fun yet here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner?
Very bad time. Yeah. Charles is touching me. That was just so. Matt Hurst, we forgot to mention he has 12
what
fingers.
What else is new?
One of them is buff.
My hand is stuck.
I always keep one.
I don't know what that means.
I keep one at my butt to keep myself grounded.
Yes, yes. Keep a. So if you listen to that, there's a lot of playing, and there was no overdubs in that, right?
Absolutely not.
No, you didn't overdub.
And
like,
even if there were, I wouldn't tell you. But there weren't. There weren't. I swear it. I swear it on my mother's grave, even though she's still alive.
All right. So that was pretty hot. I hope all of
weep,
you over there
weep,
were dancing.
Weep, weep. Anyway.
With your foos.
Foos?
The foos. Concerto en foos.
You fool.
He still doesn't know what it's called. You have to announce it three times.
Yeah.
All right. What Hershki, I call him Hershki sometimes because we're informal.
I call him Erskovitz.
I call him Hershkefeld.
Hershkefeld.
Just a Jewish name.
Yeah. But, even though he's a born-again Christian.
Hershkowitz isn't Jewish enough. It has to be Hershkefeld.
Hershkefeldberg.
That's pretty Jewish.
What would you like?
I think my name could be more Jewish, but I stand corrected.
Charles,
can't.
Give him the microphone.
All right, all right,
really
all right.
This whole thing.
Yeah, your mama.
Anyway. Did 24 shows, man. Wasn't
yeah, it? Yeah, yeah. Jesus.
Thanks for coming. Matt, what do you want? This is getting to be a very silly show. And any complaints, please write directly to Charles.
I need the publicity.
Tell
what the
us
hell?
What you want to play next for us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's music.
Are we going to go straight to the stuff that's going to send you in a coma, or should we gradually
like?
Get there?
You tell me what you want to do.
All right. Well, let me look at my bag of goodies here.
Yeah, I'll give you some bag of goodies music.
Wow. Okay. Okay, we've got my solo Gershwin album.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. So this is a good opportunity to talk about.
This is me as a pianist and arranger.
Yes.
Okay. How about the third movement of the other concerto, Gershwin's concerto,
okay.
En Fa.
En Fa.
Not en fou, but en
fa. This would be a great segue.
Oh, yes.
We have the 20 minutes of talking.
Tick, tick, tick. Okay.
That was a bad sound. Okay, well, I guess while Matt is opening his CD, Charles could recite
this could take
a
about
poem
half an
he
hour.
Likes.
Yeah,
Charles, recite a poem you like. Hickory dickory dock. This chick was sucking my cock. All right, okay, that's really fine. That's enough. So let's hear another piece. So this piece is called Charles announces. Be a whole professional guy.
Yes.
Make believe.
This is the third movement.
Yes.
Whoa!
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay, here we are. Third movement from an arrangement of the Concerto in F by George Gershwin, arranged by Matt Hershkowitz, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
For piano solo.
Solo piano. Holy crap.
You didn't like it?
The last movement. I loved it.
Don't call crap or guess.
It's not. I. Whatever. The third movement of Gershwin's Concerto in F for piano and orchestra in an arrangement for solo piano by our guest Matt Hershkowitz.
That was
here.
A solo piano. It might sound like there was two pianos playing or
yeah,
three,
but it wasn't. And no dubbing.
No, absolutely no dubbing. I would never do that.
All right, etched in stone.
Because he only has a mono recorder.
Yeah, a mono.
He doesn't
right.
know how to do
it. It's like, I couldn't do dub. It if I wanted to.
The yeah. reason he arranges this is because he doesn't know how to dub.
That's it.
But we're only a little more technologically savvy.
Yeah.
Through all the trouble.
Needless to say, that was just truly amazing. God damn, you're good.
That was amazing. And this
thank
is
you.
A,
yeah. Thank you,
this is a CD on the record label is called. Is there a record label here?
There is. It's called Disque Toucan.
Okay, and you could buy the CD.
It's distributed by Fusion 3 in Canada, which is a big distributor.
Is it on iTunes?
But it's not distributed outside of Canada. So if you are not in Canada,
go to Canada.
You're kind of screwed. Uh-huh. However, it is distributed on the internet as well.
Yeah,
so you can get it on iTunes, CD Baby. It's going to be like
that's where people get their shit anyway.
Like in 4 days to a week, it's going to be available on all that shit.
For you listening, that's like 3 weeks ago.
That's right.
But you listen in the future, that's about 5 years ago.
I'm sorry.
They're all sold out.
I'm talking like we're actually broadcasting live. But, you know.
Don't you have a MattHershkowitz.com site where it can also be made available? Or
do you have a website?
I do have a website, MattHershkowitz.com.
Right.
But this album's not available there. It's I have a link on that site to where the album is. Go to MattHershkowitz.com.
And you figure out the rest from there.
And click on the link. Yeah.
Yes.
That's my internet sound.
Like, wow.
The old AOL sign.
Wow.
You remember
oh,
that?
Man.
Like you sign on and...
Yes, I remember that. It's very good.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think we should go to something a little gayer.
Okay, we want to get to the gay stuff. Okay, in that case...
Now how about... I don't want to say, but I... No, I really put myself in a pickle this time, Gene. I was talking about the Barry Manilow.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Never mind. So I don't want Barry to come and get me.
No, Barry's very jolly. Which is in a great association with his Christmas album.
I know, that's a
Barry,
segue.
Barry, like us, well, not like me, but like you, is also a Brooklyn Jew.
Oh.
Did a Christmas album.
And like Charles, a ball swallower.
Like Charles.
Okay, there's a joke in there somewhere. Don't bother to analyze, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know anything. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. If you're a ball swallower, I really don't care. It's not really my business.
Thanks, Matt.
I'll still love you anyway. You know.
I need the publicity.
Why don't you tell us how exactly, people don't know, but how exactly are you associated with Barry Manilow? Tell us the whole story.
You really want to hear the whole story.
People won't know why we're playing Barry Manilow on our show, so talk.
All right, well, my drummer, David Rosenblatt,
the great,
also a Jew from Brooklyn, by the way, was playing percussion in Barry Manilow's Las Vegas band at the Hilton Hotel. Would you stop that, please? I'm trying to talk.
Sorry. I'm trying to play percussion sound.
Yeah, well...
My imagination's going wild on that one.
Sound I've ever heard. I don't know what that is,
okay,
but...
Go on.
All right.
Percussion sound, go on.
Yeah.
Shut up, Gene!
That's a percussion sound. Okay, something I recognize. Okay. So he's playing with... Where was I? Okay, he's playing with Barry's...
David Rosenblatt was playing.
He's playing with Barry's band in Las Vegas.
Right.
And he gave Barry our... Stop it!
Shut up!
I'm just helping your story out. I'm hired. Go ahead. Like the guy goes...
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Yes.
Okay, so he gave Barry our CD Forget Me Not, which the Concerto en Fou.
Yes, which we just heard.
The first track on. And Barry was apparently blown away by the CD. That's right. And he asked to meet me, so I went out there in Vegas, and we had a meeting with Barry Manilow. Yes, sirens blazing.
How much beer did you consume, Gene?
It's all Gene's. Yes. This is the sound of JetBlue taking off.
So you got to Las Vegas.
Southwest, okay. So we got to Las Vegas, and Barry told me that he told us that he had already been pushing the CD to like Blue Note and Verve and Sony and Universal, all those people. And it turned out that all of them rejected it. See? That's, you know,
exactly.
It's exactly what I said. No, you know. So anyway, Barry was frustrated by the situation. So how do you do that so fast? I mean, this is, you know, this is real time. He's doing this. You think he goes back and edits this in, but no, he's doing it right now. And anyway, Hallmark called him and said, "We'd like you to do a Christmas album for us." And Barry apparently went, "Aha, Herskowitz." So yeah, so that's how it happened. And me and my band Mad Fusion are playing on Barry's Christmas album called In the Swing of Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah. And actually, we do four tracks on this album.
Okay.
And some other trio does.
What would you like to? What would you like to?
Another four tracks.
What would you like to hear from here?
Well, like, all the tracks are cool. He gave us lots of place to play. He gave me lots of space to play. Like, he put all kinds of holes in it where I would do solos, you know? And right. He gave me, like, a big... So how about the one where I do the most solos? Because,
yeah,
you know,
this
is my show, right? You know?
Yes.
Okay, so...
not Barry's show.
That's right. Barry's not here. So let's play Winter Wonderland. There we go. And that is track 6.
All right.
Are you done? Are you done?
No.
Okay. Okay, so...
Charles, have another beer.
Yeah. Charles, get concentrated when I play music.
Which one? Which
track 6, Winter Wonderland.
Winter, actually, this is paired with O Tannenbaum, I see.
The intro is O Tannenbaum.
Right.
I did like intros for this stuff, and I did like a little. Actually, the first. This is an interesting anecdote, if I may.
Please.
I had written this kind of crazy intro of like running 30-second notes with the O Tannenbaum theme weaved in between the two hands, and it was like it was bitonal. And I was really proud of it, and I practiced my ass off on it. And I finally got there to the studio, and I played it for Barry, and he said, "That's amazing, but we can't use that."
Oh.
You know, that's why I said, he said, "Matt, this is for Hallmark. You know, I'm willing to push the envelope a little, but not that much."
It was too creative.
It was too creative. It was way out there. It was bitonal.
Yeah.
You know, it was. It had.
It's like you, Charles, only with music.
Yeah. So I was like misunderstood the whole thing about this. I didn't even know it was for Hallmark. You know. Right. So I thought like, oh, gee, he wants me on here. I'll like do some out there shit. Well, I couldn't do that, but I could. I found that on this album we could really play our asses off
within
the context and still be us.
Right.
So I'm very happy with it.
All right.
So then I gave him a Tannenbaum intro that's more like what he wanted.
Yeah. Right.
It's a different Carol, man.
That's another one. That's Jingle Bells. We also have that on here too.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So let's hear this. This is Winter Wonderland.
Yes.
If this is from Barry Manilow's album entitled In the Swing of Christmas.
I'm sure you can find this on iTunes.
Featuring, among others, Matt Herskowitz, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
You can go to Hallmark and buy somebody a card.
So. Here we go.
Yeah. If you buy 3 Hallmark cards, it's $7.95.
$7.95. I'm sorry, my uncle got the DTs.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. in the middle we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid all the plans that we made, walking and swinging, laughing and winging. Swinging in a winter wonder. Land.
And oh, so classic Christmas song, Winter Wonderland, in an arrangement featuring Barry Manilow and our guest, Matt Hershkowitz, along with Dave Rosenblatt and Matt Fields as well, correct?
The band correct. Called Matt Fusion.
The band called and Matt Fusion.
We usually mention, actually, that arrangement, well, the intro was by Matt Hershkowitz, but the arrangement of the whole tune is by Barry Manilow.
Yeah, Barry Manilow did all of the arrangements.
He's a badass. And actually, Matt showed me some of the charts. And Barry knows how to arrange. He ain't know nothing, you know. I'm motherfucking knows what the fuck he's doing is what I'm saying.
Well, he was Bette Midler's musical director for a few years.
Well,
and then
that puts him a notch down.
Nah.
No. Oh, she's wonderful. Come on.
My mother was her piano teacher for about a year.
Well, that puts your mother a notch down, too, then. Fair is fair.
Your mama's so fat. When she
love
stop
you,
right
Mom.
There.
When she sits around the house.
She sits around the house.
Anyway. Your mom was so fat that when she wore a Malcolm X t-shirt, helicopters landed on her back.
That's a famous one.
Never mind. Okay.
Your mom was so fat when I tried to walk around her, I got lost. But anyway.
Your mom was so fat after we had sex, I smoked a cigarette, she smoked a ham.
I told you that one.
No, I told you that one.
I told you that
gay,
one.
You're gay.
All right.
Okay, let's...
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm done.
I guess we have a guest we should talk to. Otherwise, just me and Charles will...
When you're ready, you know. So I'll get a beer.
All night long. Matt, what is next on our musical palette?
Musical palette, shall we stick with Christmas or go back to Gershwin?
I think we're done with Christmas. I'm definitely done with... Well, what's
okay.
Christmas?
Well, let's Christmas break it up. Album. Yes, yeah. I do, but let's break it up with something else.
Matt recorded a whole album of Christmas.
Ah, here it is. Okay, you hit it on me.
You bastard.
You bastard. What is it?
Okay, this is not an actual album. This is still a demo.
Good.
But it's my arrangements of Gershwin songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, done with Mad Fusion, so the project is called Mad Gershwin.
And you guys are... We're recording this show in the middle of November, and tomorrow... in the middle of November, they're playing this.
We're playing this show tomorrow, and we played it today at downtown at the Continental Center. We haven't done that yet.
No, you haven't done the kids.
We haven't done the Harlem
Are you
School yet.
Do the kids?
We will do the kids, but
Charles,
not this week.
That.
We were going to do the kids this week, but Monday was a holiday, so yeah.
So, Monday was a holiday. You can't do kids on holiday.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Charles, when
but
can
tomorrow,
you do kids?
Okay.
Charles doesn't like this conversation at all.
Charles is choosing not to participate in this conversation.
Nothing personal.
So, we're playing this tomorrow, the 14th of November.
Which you will miss by the time this show airs. But
exactly.
So if there is a time machine in
it's
the future...
It's not really a plug then, you know.
Yeah, not really.
So in the future, if you're listening, the time machine has been invented, please come back to November 14th, 2007. Yeah. Lyric
exactly.
Chamber, Kosciuszko Foundation.
Kosciuszko, yes, that's right.
Kosciuszko Foundation.
Yes. Okay, so...
Kosciuszko Foundation.
There are several arrangements. There are 5 arrangements on here, on this demo. It's not very long, but you know, it's whatever, half an hour, 35
minutes.
That's
what you said about Charles.
Oh, boy.
So we've got one, the Grand Overture's Someone to Watch Over Me, and that features Napoleon Murphy Brock.
Oh,
on
I want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, Napoleon.
We've got Summertime, which features beautiful singer Cora Leegan.
Well,
Napoleon, and Lou Soloff on trumpet. Lou plays on all of them, actually.
Okay.
It Ain't Necessarily So features Lou, Charles Papazoff on sax, you on guitar, I might add.
Guitar then?
And Alida Rohr on vocal. I Loves You Porgy features Lara Fabian on vocal and Lou Soloff on trumpet.
Are we playing them all?
Probably don't have time to play them all, but I'm just telling you what's there.
Okay,
what do you want to hear?
I want to hear the one with Napoleon.
That would be track number 4, I believe. Well, look on the CD. What does
Someone
it say?
To Watch Over Me?
Yeah.
That's number 4. Napoleon Murphy Brock was a singer with Frank Zappa for many years, and we had the privilege, me and the Matt Hershkowitz, with Absolute Ensemble, I did a bunch of arrangements of Zappa tunes. Charles and I did a bunch of arrangements of
Zappa tunes. We did.
And Napoleon Murphy Brock toured with us and sang with the orchestra and us, and me and him were on stage rapping together, and it was a hell of a time. I like that guy. He's an incredible singer. But I never really heard him sing in this genre.
It's great. And the female singer that comes on later, her name is Dawn Tyler Watson.
Is it the one I recorded with when she was in the studio? What's her name?
No, that was Alida Rohr.
Oh, okay.
Dawn is becoming an extremely popular and famous blues singer in Canada. She's doing all kinds of blues festivals and everything, and she's just a great singer. I play with her many times.
Okay,
she's just really a great singer, and she can do everything, blues, beautiful ballads, funk, and so I have her do just about everything on this.
Can she do Zydeco?
Yeah, she can do it, I'm sure. Just like you can do Zydeco.
She's fired. Charles, announce
it. Do it as well as you.
Announce it.
Someone to Watch Over Me, an arrangement by our guest here, Matt Hershkowitz, featuring Mad Fusion, consisting of Matt Hershkowitz on piano, David Rosenblatt on drums, and Matt Fields on bass, and among other singers, that of Napoleon Murphy Brock, lead vocalist, and Lou Soloff on trumpet as well, here on Noise. And
Charles Papazoff on sax, yeah. who actually helped me produce this demo.
Here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
That's right.
eyes of somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who watches over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the world. I know I could always be good to one who watched over me.
Again, holy crap, it just doesn't get better than that. Someone to Watch Over Me, a song by George Gershwin, of course, an arrangement by Matt Hershkowitz, featuring his group Mad Fusion, and various other soloists, including Napoleon Murphy Brock on vocals, and Don Tyler Watson, also on vocals, and a variety of other great artists there, here on Noise Podcast Crooner.
That fusion is mad. Now, I got a bone to pick with you. I never liked that name. I like herpes better.
Well, I mean, herpes was cool because we could always say...
Herpes.
Herpes. Catch it soon. Oh. Okay, there's a beer going on. Maybe you won't... That's good. It's spilled beer spilled on the keyboard. You won't be able to make those sounds anymore.
I saved it.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Yes, Tinkerbell. That's not gay.
Okay, I mean,
anyway,
I'm just picking on you.
So this, I just want to say that this arrangement kind of featured the intro and the outro were, like, those were canned Vienna Phil sounds. We didn't use a real orchestra, actually, right. You know. I just couldn't, only because I couldn't afford it. If I could have got the
Vienna Philharmonic.
The Montreal Orchestra, the Symphony Orchestra to come in and do it, I would have done it, but
you
I couldn't,
got
so.
Charles to fart it.
Anyway.
Whatever.
This was, it's like an... My homage to kind of minimalism, you know? I took the theme, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then made it in like...
a scat deal. Not really scat.
John Adams, Steve Reich.
That was more of a Steve Reichian.
That was a Steve Reichian.
Absolutely. Who was directly...
Except groovier, of course.
Steve Reich, who himself admits that bebop changed his life, so I wasn't far off, Dag Barnett. Anyway.
We have a paper here.
Change the subject, shall you?
Dag Barnett?
That says motherhood changed everything. Even Diane singing. But actually, it's a picture. It's a USA Today, and it's called A Man of a Moment. And there's a picture of Matt Hershkowitz by the piano sitting with one of his hands on his knee and a smile. And next to him, Barry Manilow holding his
knee. You're going to get in trouble here, man.
A wry and pithy smile.
It says, Season for Change. Barry Manilow with pianist Matt Hershkowitz has a new album, In the Swing of Christmas. Mm. Now he's writing a more gritty rock-oriented album.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but...
So it's a bit like Megadeth, you know.
But over here, it really looks like they're about to fuck.
Exactly. Okay, Gene, thank you.
Somebody had a Deddy Sanchez go.
Apologies to Barry. Apologies to Barry. Sorry about that. You did not hear any of that.
I apologize.
No, Barry will never hear any of this.
I'm going to email him and show him the show. This is what the man has does behind your back. And he does this behind your back and the other thing behind your back.
Yeah, and that will thus end my career. Yeah.
Yes.
So once and for all.
So, Barry, if you need an orchestrator, you know, give me a call.
Yeah, don't call Charles.
You bastard backstabbers.
Only if you're doing a remake of Bareback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
I don't even know.
Bareback Mountain. I like that, though.
That's his new album, The Rock Gritty. All right, listen. This is ridiculous.
What's the next piece?
Give us a. I think we should go back to your own music.
All right. The only other album... I have two others.
How many albums do you got?
I got a lot of albums, man. I've been busy, unlike some of you lazy asses.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Okay, Christmas is coming around the corner. I don't know when this show's going to air, but it's like Christmas in a month.
It's November? It's going to end in November.
Yeah.
Or should we save? We could save this one for December. Yeah. Should we save this one for December?
We could.
Go ahead and save it for December. Yeah.
And then it'll be a real Christmas album.
So if you're hearing this in November, it's because Gene made a mistake.
Because we have another lady coming soon. On November 21st, but maybe we'll air her first.
So if you look at your link,
and we'll do this one as a Christmas special.
Yeah.
We have to redo this everything. Welcome to show number 25. we can't do that.
No.
You know what? We'll just do this in November and
whatever.
Fine. We can't because we have to redo the numbers and that's
okay. Can somebody? All right,
well, it's fine.
Can somebody help me with this?
Okay, let's take a little pause.
Where?
And then we'll continue. Okay, tell us what we're going to play, Charles.
We're going to be hearing the Gabriel's Message. This is, Adesta Fidelis from the album Gabriel's Message, an album of Christmas songs featuring the great Matt Hershkowitz.
So Matt Hershkowitz arranged all these songs. We're going to hear Adesta Fidelis, and then we're going to hear...
And then we're going to hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
So two songs from
Gabriel's Message. Thank you. Ah, yes. We heard two Christmas carols.
Fucking Christmas.
from Matt Hershkowitz's album, Gabriel's Message. A great, hey, wonderful Christmas album. We heard first Adeste Fidelis, a chorale prelude, and then followed by Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, subtitled Rudolph Goes to Rio, featuring our guest, Matt Hershkowitz.
And while that was Rocket by Herbie Hancock.
Featuring our guest Matt Hershkowitz here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Can you get that album on iTunes?
Yeah, you can get. You should be able to get. I know you can get all my albums on CD Baby.
Okay, because
iTunes, you can get some of them. Forget Me Not, you can get on Gabriel's Message. You can get on iTunes.
Okay, because yeah. I was just listening. And I'm like, this would be perfect for. Sometimes you buy these Christmas albums and they're like a little cheesy in the background, you're having a party. But you put this on and it's kind of cool, like something serious going on. Not just So it's like November.
It's a serious Christmas music.
Show the shit out. Yeah. We're going to put the show on. December's coming up. You're going to have some fucking Christmas parties. You got your motherfucking eggnog going on. You're with your fucking friends chilling, fucking smoking a blunt. What you want to hear? You want to hear some Gabriel's Message. You go on CD Baby and buy this motherfucker. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a public announcement from Church of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Letter they sent. All right, so let's.
We have time for one more. What would you like? What would you like to end with?
All right. Well, how about you want an original composition? So there's from my album Forget Me Not. There's the title track. Forget Me Not.
Is it with a comma? Is it Forget Me Not?
Yeah, it's just Forget Me Not.
I see. Okay.
Like the flower.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or, yes, exactly. Very nice.
Okay, let's hear that. Let's hear Forget Me Not.
I know I'd promised to play some of my pop songs. I'm also write pop songs mostly for French artists at this point, but I'm working on the English ones now, so it's coming out. But I mean, this is the stuff that will send you into a coma. But fortunately for you, I don't have it with me.
All right, let's just hear the Forget Me Not. All right, everybody put it back in the bag here.
Yeah, that's
back in the bag.
All right, put it back. All right.
All right. So this piece is called Forget Me Not.
Forget Me Not.
By
this actually was, I wrote this kind of as a not a pop song, but as like a kind of a rock funk tune that was for a French girl's album. And the reason it's titled Forget Me Not is because we worked with a famous lyricist from France named Etienne Rodagil, and he wrote lyrics that the song was called Forget Me Not. Oh. And I thought, yeah, it's a really cool title. And then he died, and his son is completely insane and prohibited us from using his father's lyrics, which he wrote specifically for these songs and for the singer Sylvie Cobo. Oh. So this song died right there. We did a whole new album. However, I took it for myself and I kept the title. So fuck him. It's Forget Me Not.
Wait, don't say that. He's dead. No.
No,
it's his son. He's
his son. No. Rest in peace, Etienne. Fuck you, Numa.
Why'd you kill his father?
Do we have to get into this now?
Okay.
Wait. I didn't kill it. I'm not saying another word. I'm call my lawyer.
Is Matt Fusion playing?
It's Matt Fusion, right?
It is indeed Matt Fusion with Lou Soloff. And this at the time, this kid was 15 years old. He was working in the kitchen in the music camp I was teaching at. No. At the time, he was 15. That was in 1946. Yeah. This kid was amazing DJ. And I sent him this, our track, and I asked him to add something to it. So this is what he did.
This is Mad Fusion from the album Mad Fusion featuring Matt. What?
From the album Forget Me Not.
Forget Me Not. I'm so stupid.
Charles is stupid.
Let's try that again. It's the song Forget Me Not from the album Forget Me Not.
The band Mad Fusion.
From the band Mad Fusion. Featuring our guest Matt Hershkowitz here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. All right, I get it.
Love you, Charles.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
indeed. Forget Me Not by our guest, Mad Hershkowitz, great pianist, composer extraordinaire. We heard his group, Mad Fusion, and various other soloists, including Lou Soloff on trumpet.
Lou,
indeed, here on Noise Punk and Das Pruner. All right, there's a good reason for that. I don't know why.
Sounds cool.
Well, listen, that we're now at the latter end of our show. Matt, why don't we talk about what you got coming up next?
In general.
All right. Well, right now this month has pretty much been consumed with Barry Manilow.
Of course.
Promoting the Christmas album. exactly. I went out to L.A. and did a couple of shows. We played on a couple of shows, like Access Hollywood and something called The Insider.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen, but apparently they're going to show like 2.5 seconds of us playing.
You're famous. So
if even that much.
And the rough serve is Britney Spears being pursued by paparazzi.
Well, that'll be like the right after, you know. Right.
Can you sign your name on my scrotum?
Oh, yeah, man. Bend over. And
scrotum. It's not the
anyway, yeah, bend backwards, yeah. So, and then we have a concert, but, you know, Mad Fusion has a concert tomorrow.
November 15th, I believe. 14th?
2007.
So you're going to miss it by the time this airs. However,
you're going to long miss it. And then the next day, we all go out to Las Vegas to perform with Barry a couple of the Christmas arrangements on Entertainment Tonight.
Nice.
So that's great. So this is like the month of Barry Manilow. Like it's all consuming. I can't do anything else besides right. Barry Manilow this month. And then we have we're playing also on the 26th with Barry for the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting.
Oh, nice. Of course.
So it's like, okay, after that, then we're done with Barry Manilow. Then I've got my Gabriel's Message concerts, yeah. Gershwin concerts. We're gonna play in Europe this Mad Gershwin show. Mm-hmm. I guess we're gonna be with you guys, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because my opera money is gonna be played in Milan and Catania, and at the same time, Mad Fusion's gonna be in. Are you guys in Milan or just Catania?
Yeah, well, we're gonna be in Catania first, and then in the fall in Milan.
Oh, okay. So, and we're hopefully cross paths.
We'll all hook up at some point.
I'll hook up and throw up on each other.
Grappa, you know, it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
And let's see, other projects are I'm doing two album projects with Lara Fabiana. I don't know if any of your listeners know who she is, because
I will love again. What can I do to not make you not ever do that again?
Play some more sound effects.
That's the only. With all due love, Fabian, that's probably the only song that made it to America here and had a brief history. Although people still hum it, as I just did.
Yeah, people never heard of Lara Fabian in this country, but you sing that tune and they know it.
Yeah,
she's
all over the place in Montreal. I see her posters everywhere.
Right. Well, she's biggest in Europe.
There you go.
And in Latin America and in Japan.
But any metro in
anywhere except the United States.
Yeah,
and Germany. They don't know we're in Germany either. But you know, fuck them. Anyway, we're doing two album projects. One is a classical project. So this is like I'm arranging like four classical pieces that are very famous, of course, to do as songs, and she'll write the lyrics. Then we have songs that are that like music I wrote that's inspired by classical pieces. Mm-hmm. Like one is a Scriabin, and you know, one is something else. So this is like inspired by, but it's not really the same.
Right.
And then we're gonna have like original songs, just totally original songs that are in the classical style.
Classical based style, probably.
Classical
based
style.
Because I know you have other elements in somehow very subtly included into
it. Included, but the majority is the sound is more classic.
There's a classical base to it,
right? And on this album, actually, I'm also co-writing lyrics as well.
Ooh,
the album is in four languages. So,
cool.
Then her other album, it's a pop album, and I'm contributing like five or six tunes, and Dave Stewart is contributing a few tunes, and someone else contributing a few tunes.
So. All right, so you're a busy man, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll do it.
Well, that will do it. It's great to have you on tonight's show.
Listen,
we had a great time. We're going to see you at the concert tomorrow. We're going to hang out and drink. And please don't miss any of the notes that you will play.
Yeah, basically, he's doing everything everywhere. And you should eagerly Google the hell out of him and find out what the hell this guy's doing, because he's that damn good.
Motherfucker.
Aww.
And in that note,
my heart is melting.
Here comes the music.
Yeah, here it comes. Well, thank you, Matt. Hope to see you again.
Guys, this has been a blast.
And until next time, noise to you!
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk. And the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise.